Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Major League Baseball winter meetings are going on, and, well, that we are thankful for that for two reasons. One, because it means we don't have to talk about that damn X-ray machine at Oakland Coliseum anymore. And two, because we get to talk to one of our favorites, and that, of course, is Bill Brink of the Post-Gazette, who covers the Pirates. Bill, I'm sure that you probably could have used a few more weeks off, but it's probably nice to be back and talking about baseball again, huh?
You know, it was really challenging, Paul, to have to go to Las Vegas in December. You never want to have to do that, but whatever the boss man needs, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Now you're in. You look at what the Pirates have done so far, and of course, you know, the natives are getting restless because they're seeing other teams sign people, and they're seeing the Pirates appear to be just basically cutting salary. What are the next steps for the Pirates? I know that they moved on from Ivan Nova. That deal kind of makes sense in a lot of ways, as long as they're going to put the money back out there. What do you see as the next steps for them?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there with as long as they put the money back out there, because Neil Huntington said the other day after the trade that some of the money, the way he made it sound, was already spent on Lonnie Chisenhall, on Jung Ho Kang. And if Jordan Lyles is to pass his physical later this week on Jordan Lyles. Now, you total that up, it's not even $8 million. Nova is going to clear about $9 million from the payroll. So if they turn around and take that money, or some of it, and go get a lefty reliever, they go get a shortstop. If they want to do this opener thing, they go get some guys who can open or some guys who can follow, people who fit those profiles. If they want to strengthen the team in some other way, then, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But if they don't and they just reduce payroll again, then you start to wonder, well, how much money did he have to work with to start with, and is ownership trying to reduce payroll because of the second consecutive year where attendance drops significantly? So it's one of those things. It reminded me a lot of the Charlie Morton trade, which was a salary dump a couple of years ago, but then you look at what are they going to do with that money that they just saved. And a couple of years ago, they tried the Juan Nicasio route, and that didn't really work. So I think you're going to have to see what happens between now and opening day. I don't want to call it just yet, and we got to see what they do with the savings.
You have we're talking with Bill Brink of the Post Gazette. You can read all his stuff at postgazette.com. Bill, do you have a feeling about how strongly they're trying to move on from Cervelli? Do you feel like he will be a part of this team next year, or do you think he will be moved?
I think he'll be a part of the team. I from everything I can gather, it sounds as though they'd be open to moving him, which is different than trying to move him. But I don't think they're going to get the return that would cause them to pull the trigger because of his age, because of his $11.5 million salary, and because of his concussion history. And it's sad to say, you know, catchers are at risk. He has two consecutive seasons where he has missed time twice because of concussions or concussion-like issues. It's triggered when a foul ball hits him on the mask. That's something you can't avoid if you're a catcher. It's tough. He's worked as hard as he can, but there's only so much you can do to recover and avoid things like that. So my gut sense, and my informed gut sense for the people that I've talked to are that while they may be listening to what other teams have to say and considering it, I think he stays as of right now.
Well, and I think if he stays, obviously, then the catching situation is pretty secure. The one hole that I think a lot of people still see on this team is at shortstop. I know they've got some younger guys. They have to get a shortstop, don't they?
That's what I think. But we talked to Clint Hurdle today, and he seems very excited about the guy they brought in from Cleveland. I've never seen him play. The numbers in the minors and the majors don't really jump off the page at you. But Hurdle was excited about him from the people he talked to. That being said, I still think you got to make a move there. I don't think that he's if you're gonna be a contender, or if you're gonna fancy yourself a contender in a very tough division, I don't know that the combination of him and Kevin Newman at short is gonna be what gets it done. So I would agree. So there are moves to be made there, and I think if they do want to contend, I think that's an area they're gonna have to strengthen.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look around, I mean, they seem to be pretty committed to Adam Frazier at second, correct?
Yes, they like the idea of having him there. He got a lot better defensively late in the season when he was able to play there on a more consistent basis, because it wasn't pretty earlier. And I think they really like the fact of just putting him there, not moving him around as much, letting him get more comfortable defensively there, and then letting the bat play like it did once he came back up for the minors last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you take a look at what he does offensively, you almost have to give him a shot. To continue to do that. One of the things we heard Clint Hurdle say, he was on MLB Network. One of the things we heard him say basically was that a big part of their strategy is that all of the guys on their team have room for improvement. That's not necessarily a good strategy.
No, you're right. he said the same thing to us when we spoke with him before he went on with MLB Network. And I understand what he means. I don't think he's incorrect, but I don't also think that you can necessarily bank on all nine guys on the diamond improving. And I think, especially when you look at the power numbers, and this is an interesting thing, because I've had people point out that the home runs total hit were not all that different from what they've done in previous years when they did better in terms of runs per game, but in comparison to the rest of the league, they just aren't keeping up. So you need to look for a little more power. Power is expensive. It's harder to acquire. Where do they put it? Power hitting shortstops are very hard to acquire. That's why somebody's going to pay Manny Machado $200 million. So there's not an easy, like, plug this guy into that position. So I understand what they mean by they could use improvement for everybody, and they could. Josh Bell could probably hit 24 homers instead of 12. You could probably use 18 out of Colin Moran. You could use Marte to be, I think Huntington put it, the best player on the field more frequently. Maybe a little more power out of Dickerson, although he had a really nice offensive season. You don't want to be too upset with what he was able to do for you. So, yeah, it's tough to rely on improvement around the diamond, but I do understand what he means when he says that.
Yeah, I just think, as they say in the military, hope is not a method. But now, Bill, I'm looking at this team, and really, I don't think they're that far away. I mean, I think if they add a shortstop and maybe a little bit of bullpen help, and then, of course, figure out what they're going to do with their fifth starter, I don't know. I mean, I think that they're probably they're not going to need much more than that, assuming Jung Ho Gung gives them anything, right?
Ah, see, that last caveat there, though, that's the thing, because I don't think we can assume. I agree with your premise, and I'll get to that in a second. But I don't think we can assume, and I don't think they can assume, that they're going to get anything out of Jung Ho Gung. Neil Huntington said the other day they can't even guarantee he's getting back in the country when he needs to get his when his visa expires. Or I guess to get his visa renewed when his visa expires. I believe it expires this month. So until they get that sorted out, they can't even guarantee he's going to be on the roster. They think he will be, but they don't know. They don't know what he's going to give them. He's going to be another year older. He's going to have that much more time off between seeing competitive pitches. They don't know. They just don't. And I think if he does give you something, if he gives you, maybe he gives you 15 home runs in a part-time role, that's helpful. But I would agree with your premise, which is, yeah, you get some relief help, maybe you get a lefty reliever. If you're going to do the opener, you get some guys that do that well. Or you get an actual fifth starter if you want to roll that way. I think if you get a shortstop, and then you have to hope a little bit. And I know I agree with you. Hope is not a method. You have to dream a little bit on Lonnie Chisenhall's Cavs staying healthy until Polanco gets back, and you're going to have to dream a little bit on production from Bell and Moran. But they're not all that far away from being pretty good. I think the question is, are they that far away from being a 93-win team and getting a chance to win this division, as opposed to either missing the playoffs because they're in a tough division or being stuck in the wild card game again?
Last one I have for you, then I'll let you go, because I know you're very, very busy. You look, Andrew McCutchen got, I don't know, $50 million. Charlie Morton got $30 million. I guess Jordy Mercer got signed. Josh Harrison apparently is close to signing with the Brewers. Is this a different year than last year? It seems like there is a little bit more money flying around than there was last offseason.
You know, today made me have that exact same thought when I saw, or I guess the last few days, when I saw McCutchen get 3-50. I thought, that's more than I would have thought he got, not for, because of anything that he did or didn't do, but just because of what we saw as the market for players of his age and production last year. And I think that, you know, and, you know, Charlie Morton's 35 years old, and I know he's done some really nice things in Houston, but 2-30 is a good deal for a 35-year-old pitcher. I think there might be a little bit more, and I think, you know, eventually we're going to see Machado and Harper make probably $500 million between them, and I think that's going to help everybody realize that people will still spend money. It's the middle class that's seeing less and less, but, you know, two middle-class guys got paid pretty well, so maybe we're seeing a little bit more spending, and maybe it has to do, you know, it goes in waves. Maybe it's just this class of free agents as opposed to last year.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting to monitor what happens at the end of this thing as we go through this before spring training. Bill, thanks, and great stuff as always. I really appreciate you joining us, and you know what? Enjoy Vegas.
I will try, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, he's Bill Brink of the Post-Gazette. You can find his stuff at postgazette.com. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.